Please welcome Jackson Browne. Thank you.
So how you doing, Boston? I feel good. Many happy returns of the day. My son Ethan. He's great producer.
Through those gentle ones, my dreams.
nostalgic rap last night. I think I thought I was in Boston. Or maybe I just considered, you know, being that close. We're in Springfield. I guess I consider being that close to Boston is pretty much the same thing. I played here. I'm not sure if it was this theater. I think it was this theater. I don't really remember. It was a Joni Mitchell concert. It was one of the first ones I ever did. Afterwards, my manager told me not to go on so profusely about how pleased I was to be there, because everybody figured that would be a jive, you know? But I just want to break the rules again and tell you that it's always a pleasure to be in Boston. Even with your skinny little streets and your traffic.
Lead them back to that place in the warmth of the sun.
Yeah, that is. This is David Landau, that's right. And he's from Boston. Who wants to know? You figure you're fast enough to go up against him? Or than making a name for himself out west? But after long deliberation, he got the job. We're fucking around with him, is what was happening. Actually, my producer is his older brother.
Thank you. so distant, so small. Though it hasn't really been that long a time. Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens if we go crazy now. We've never played that together. We might do it. This is a song that I recorded, and what happened is right after I recorded it, I did a concert here in Boston, and I did the foolhardy thing of actually, what I did was I tried to follow Bonnie Raitt in Boston. It was dumb, you know, because as at home as I feel in Boston, I just feel a little stupid trying to go on after her, you know. Anyway, one of the things that happened was I was watching her set. That was my first mistake. See, like the next night we played in Villanova, and I was supposed to follow Bruce Springsteen, right? And I started to watch his set, you know, and I said, I probably won't go tune up. And anyway, what happened is I heard Bonnie singing this song, and I liked it. I liked the song a whole lot. I'd like to do for you. Calm down. Go for the wine. Yeah.
Such a clever medicine. Unless you do your sorcery, just somehow the years just bow and let that young girl go free. I thought I was a child until you turned and smiled. I thought I thought that I was free.
Scissors. I was talking to somebody last night, said that that Larry from Orleans was a bird. If you look at him, you know, he wears that feather in his hat, you know, you look at him, he's got those eyes and the beak, you know, it's like a bird. And Hall's a dog. Yeah. Well, I'm a dog, too. I think Wells Kelly's a badger. I tell you, Jerry's an otter. But I'm that old dog. I'm part bird, too. Bird dog.
Thank you.
This is a song for my son. When you met a little while ago, you might have thought that was a little corny bringing him out there like that, but it's in his contract. If I get to have him out here, it's part of the trip for him to get to come out and talk on the microphone. Actually, the first time that happened was about the second or third night out on this tour, and I was talking about him because I was going to sing the song, and so he yelled at me, and I said, "You want to come out?" And I said, "All right, all right, I'm all right." And it got to be a real problem. I tell you, it's a very sad thing to see a 28-year-old man competing with a 3-year-old for your attention.
Take good.
just turn it down. I just turn this down just a little bit. We're thinking we're gonna make an album out here at some point or other. We got a new brand new song called Wreck of the Marriott. And that is one of those bluegrass breakdowns. You know where we just like. Well, every time the band goes like that, you hear a lamp breaking, you know, or one of those mirrors, or a TV going out the window or something. Wreck of the Marriott. like to introduce this friend of mine here, a piano player and singer and songwriter too, and spent some time in Boston too. This is Mark Jordan. He used to be an Edison Electric with Freebo and Bonnie's band. Thank you. Also, I'd like you to know that this guy on the organ here, this is David Mason. And my bass player name is Brian Garofalo. Drummer's name is John Masseri. Mark Jordan, I'm telling you, man. Well-known face around Boston. W.L.L. Landau, Cambridge, playing the guitar. Thank you. us to you one more time. Oh, thank you all for coming very much. I mean, just for coming at all, you know.
Thank you.